Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing this Christmas week on God's love. And we've looked at some of the characteristics that describe that love, or are aspects or manifestations of that love. First of all, that God's love shows it's in good, expresses itself in goodwill to man. And this is, of course, what the angels announced to the shepherds that very night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And then also yesterday we looked at the fact that God's love assures us that He is our friend. He sticks closer than a brother. You know, it says in James 2 and 23 that Abraham was called the friend of God. And it was actually God who said that. Abraham didn't make that claim, but God Himself said that because Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness, even against amazing odds. He was told he was going to have an heir, he and Sarah. But after it was physically impossible, a son was granted, then God asked him to sacrifice his son. And he's got that night, he's ready to do it. And he stopped at the very last moment. But in his heart, he had accomplished the fact of sacrificing his son to the Lord. As much as he loved his son, if he had to raise him from the dead, he believes God would still fulfill his word. And because of that, he is called the father of the faithful, Jew and Gentile alike. And so let's go on and look at another characteristic. But before I do that, let's look at the New Testament. You know, the disciples didn't claim friendship with Christ, but what did Jesus say to them and to us? In John 15 and 15, he said, "You are my friends." And we honor God and we give him joy when we simply believe what he has said about himself, that he is our friend. We are his friends. And as we move on now, let's look at another characteristic of God's love, is that he joins his heart to ours. He connects with us. He is forever with us in faithfulness of relationship. That beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed the night before he died, he was praying, recorded in John, the 17th chapter. He said, "Father, I've not lost one who you have given me." And it's an amazing thing when we think of that kind of closeness that God wants with us. You know, we might understand it in a mental and intellectual way, logical way, but we have to go far beyond that. He wants us to experience it. He wants us to feel it, and that's in the realm of emotions. We have to become emotionally identified with God and connected with Him, because that's what a relationship is built on. It's not just built on logic and reason. Isn't that true? 1 John 4:19, what does that say? We love him. That's an emotional response. Why? Because he first loved us. That's God's emotional response to us. He wants our love, and he's not going to be satisfied until he receives that love. All he wants, there's an old chorus we used to sing back in the 70s, all he wants is you. No one else will do, not just a part. He wants all of your heart. All he wants is you. And there's how many, as you read the Old Testament, I mean, there is the prophetic utterance through the prophet Hosea. He speaks to Israel as an unfaithful wife. You've been unfaithful to me. You've been an adulteress. And he talks about her going after other lovers. And his heart is grieved and pained. He is extraordinarily descriptive language to talk about how hurt he is because she went away from him. And that's true from every backslider in this day in which we're living in the new covenant. He is grieved and he is wounded when we have other gods before us. No, we don't bow down to graven images anymore, but we can have the idol of fame and reputation and power and money and the things of this world. And that can even affect Christians, beloved. There's much in the carnal heart that has to be killed. We have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. So God loves us in a faithful relationship. He's bound his heart to us forever. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's 1 John 4:10. Praise God. I think for me, that's one of the most amazing, and I don't know, it just beguiles me totally, his faithfulness, that he is faithful when no one else may be. And then let's look at another characteristic of God's love. He actually takes pleasure in us. He enjoys you, brother and sister. He enjoys his creation. Psalm 104:31 says, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works." And he loves his world that he has made. He loves the animals and every creature found in heaven, every bird that flies through the air. You know, he knows when one sparrow falls to the ground, Jesus said. He loves the creatures that are in the sea. He loves the animals, the beasts, the creatures of this earth. And the epitome of his creation is man and how great. He says, "You are of much more value than many sparrows," Jesus said. He was talking to the people. He was trying to demonstrate how great his love is for mankind. And God's purpose, think about this. Why did he do it? Because he was God, he was love, and he wanted to share his attributes, his amazing variety, his sense of humor. You know, I've got a calendar that has a picture of zebras on it. I mean, come on, Lord. He makes a horse-like looking creature and puts stripes on it. And then he puts polka dots on leopards. I saw a video once something on the internet about creatures that are way beneath the levels of the sea. I mean, come on. They are really funny. You cannot exhaust his imagination, and he loves everything, the world and the fullness thereof. He loves it, but most of all, he loves mankind. How do I know that? Well, there is a passage I want to share with you in Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 11. This is the context is 4 and 20 elders are falling down before him that sat on the throne. They worship him that liveth forever and ever, cast their crowns before him, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." You know, so many think of the God that we serve as Christians as sort of a forbidding, removed, far-off God. He's just in a bad mood. He's gloomy. He's upset and displeased with everything. He's just lost interest with the world. You know, he created it, so, you know, do the best you can. He's just off in some corner of the universe. But, beloved, that could not be further than from the truth. God hates sin. He cannot look at unrighteousness and iniquity. He can't look on wickedness with any kind of pleasure. He's got pure eyes, and it offends him. He turned his eyes away from Jesus when he was suffering on the cross because he became sin for us. Jesus cried out, he says, Father, a perfect relationship he had with the Father. He said, why have you forsaken me? He deserted Jesus for a few brief moments because the entire sin of mankind of all generations was laid upon him. He hates sin, and he can never look upon sin, but he's made a way of escape. And where men seek to do God's will, oh, how he responds with genuine affection and pleasure. We can make him happy. Doesn't that kind of blow your mind? You can make the God of the universe happy. And what do we say in Zephaniah 3 and 17? The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, he will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. Do you need to be quieted today? Christmas season's pretty hectic, and Christmas Day was yesterday, and you might just be kind of collapsed on your sofa or whatever you're doing, running around, doing what needs to be done. But he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. In the few moments that remain, let's just be quieted with his love. Lord, do that. I ask you to quiet your people with your love. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I draw you into a secret place, into the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. And in that sacred place, where you can meet with me, is found rest and peace without measure, joy in perfect fulfillment. There is peace that can flow like a river as you connect and join with me. I am your God, and I love you with an everlasting love. And fear not the work of the enemy. Fear not the evil of the days you are living in. For do you remember what Jesus said? I've overcome the world. So rest in my arms of love. Be comforted and strengthened, and know that I shall be with you and shall never forsake you all the days of your life and throughout eternity, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, there's yet a final wrap-up, which I'll share on tomorrow's broadcast. But whatever you're doing, all the events and busyness of this time, I pray that you'll remember what the Lord said. No matter how busy you are, keep your inner eye focused on Jesus. Let your heart be turned toward him. Look to him and whisper, Jesus, I love you. Father, I adore you. And you will bring pleasure to his heart. I guarantee it. The word says so, because you give him pleasure. Praise God. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.